ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय समिदं सर्वं जगत्यां जगत् तेना कत्तेना भञ्जीभा मा गुढस्वी धनम् कुर्वन्निवाह परमाणि जिजीषटम् समः एवं करीनान्नी करोति न कर्म दीपते नरे सूर्यान्नामति लोका अन्धेन समभावृता कांसे प्रत्यादि गच्छन्ति जे एकात्म मनोजना नैनद्दीवा आप्नुवन् पूर्वमदत तत्भावतहन्यानस्तेजे तिष्ठत्तस्मिन्नपो मातरित्या ददाति सृजति तद्भूरे तद्धन्ति चेत् तद्धन्तरश्च सर्वस्य तदो सर्वस्था स्वभाव्यथा सर्वं भूतानि आत्मन्निवानुपस्थति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानं ततोदाभिगुप्सति सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मैवा बुद्धिजानतः तत्र को नोकम् अनुपश्यतः सपद्रात्सुक्रमकायमब्रणमस्नाविषं सूक्ष्मपापविध्यम् कवीर्मनीषी परिभूषयम्भू यथा तथोप्रार्थ्यान् बदधात्शास्त्रसिद्ध्या समाप्य अगेन रिपीट पूर्णस्य पूर्णभावनाय अन्धं समाप्रवीशन्ति जीविद्यामुपासते
සතු භූය ඉවති තමා ජාහු විද්‍යායාං දතහ අන්නං තමහං ප්‍රවිසංති ජීවිද්‍යාමුපාසතේ සතු භූය ඉවති තමා ජාහු විද්‍යායාං දතහ කන් Again, Andham Ma Prati Kanti Jivitam Upasati Ato Bhuya Vivati Kamo Jau Vidyayam Data Again, Andham Ma Prati Kanti Jivitam Upasati Ato Vidyayam Data This verse, verse number 7, this means Sarvani Bhutani Atmaviva Buddhijanataha Tatra Ko Moha Ka Soka Ekattam Manubhasat. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Ekattam anupasat. A Krishna conscious person sees oneness. All living entities, they see one. Just like fire and the spark, although there are different types of illuminating properties, this whole thing is seen as one. Similarly, this diversity in unity. Diversity means the expansion of different energies of Krishna. That is there. Otherwise, the one, Krishna, only Krishna. Parasya brahmana shakti tathaiva akhilam jagat. The whole universe, parasya brahmana shakti, parasya the supreme Brahma, Parameshara, Ishara Parama, Krishna. He is energy. The example is just like fire. Fire has got many energies, especially heat and light. Whenever there is fire, there is heat and there is light. Now this heat is not different from the fire, and the light is not different from the fire, but it's still heat and light is not fire. From the fire there is heat. So if you are heated, if you are getting warm from the fireplace, that does not mean you are sitting on the fire. But at the same time, that warmth of the fire, the heat of the fire is not different from the fire. In this way you have to understand the whole universe. Nothing is different from Krishna, but still Krishna is not everywhere. This philosophy, that's what this very word is used here, Bijanataha. Bijanata means one who knows, know all of things, how things are manifested. When one understands that things are manifested in this system, exactly like the fire, heat and light, Fire is the original cause of heat and light. So similarly, whatever we see within this universe, within material world and spiritual world, the spiritual world is expansion of Krishna's internal energy. And this material world is Krishna's expansion of external energy. And we living entities, we are expansion of marginal energy. The three energies. He has got multi-energies, all the multi-energies grouped in three headings. Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, Tatastha Shakti. Antaranga Shakti means internal energy. Bahiranga Shakti means external energy. And Tatastha Shakti means this living entity. We are Shakti, we are energy. We are not the energetic. The Mahavadi philosopher says that because the energy are not outside Brahma, therefore they are all the same. It is monied. Our Vaishnava philosophy is that energy simultaneously one and different. When you perceive heat, we understand there is fire. But that does not mean that because I am getting some heat, I am on the path. Try to understand this philosophy. Therefore, here it is said, Vijanataha. So there ekattam, Mahabharata philosophy ekattam oneness, and our ekattam of oneness a little different. They say that the energy is false. The Brahma is real. Brahma Satya Jagat. We say that because Brahma is true, therefore his energy is also true. That is the difference between Vaishnava philosophy and Mahavada philosophy. We cannot say that energy is false. Energy is temporary. This external energy is temporary, not false. Although, suppose we have got some trouble. There are so many kinds of troubles pertaining to the body, mind, external affairs. But that trouble comes and goes. But when the trouble is there, it is true. We feel the consequence. We cannot say it is false. The Mahavadi philosopher says that it is false that when he is troubled, why he is so much disturbed. So that is not false. Therefore this very word is used, Vijanata, one who knows. Perfect knowledge must be there. Vijanata. When one is a actual knower of the thing, tatra ko moha, then there is no illusion. Illusion is for him who does not know things. But one who knows, there is no illusion. Tatra ko moha, kasoka, no lamentation. When you are perfectly in conviction that there is nothing except Krishna and Krishna's energy the same. Then there is no moha. Moha means illusion and soka. Moha and soka, this is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. ब्रह्म भूत प्रसन्न आत्मा न सोचती न कांक वी वॉज वेरी मच एंशियस टू गेट थिंग्स व्हिच यू हैव गॉट दैट इज कांक एंटरिंग अस एंड व्हेन थिंग्स आर लॉस्ट वी लैमेंट बट इफ यू नो दैट कृष्णा इज द सेंट्रल पॉइंट So anything received, gained, profited, oh, that is Krishna's gift. Krishna's given, accept. And if it is taken away by Krishna, then what is the lamentation? Krishna likes to take it away from me. Why should I lament? Because Ekattam, the Supreme One, He is the cause of all causes. He's taking, he's also giving. So when you have got something, engage it in Krishna's service. And we have nothing to offer Krishna. Then whatever you get, patram, puskam, phalam, toyam, Krishna is satisfied anyway. This is the meaning of dhyana. One must be in the full knowledge. And then there will be no more lamentation and no more hankering. And that is the stage of spiritual platform. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kaang samas sarvesu buddhesu. Then you can see everyone on the same platform. And everyone is a spiritual class. Na jigupsade. Vijigupsade. Then you do not say, oh, he is lower, he is higher, he is intelligent, he is fool. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandita samadarshina. Pandita means learned. There is vijana, one who knows. So in the Vedic literature you won't find something different in Bhagavad Gita and something different in the Isopanishad. Or something different in the Vedas. No. They are the same thing is explained in different languages, in different scriptures. But one has to know the art, how to understand. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.